U.S. pressure on Iran forces fertilizer makers to upend sourcing strategies. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, the U.S.-Iran conflict, now in its 11th week, has caused Brent crude to climb 2.9% to $104.18 per barrel as of May 11, with President Trump rejecting Iran and #X27's ceasefire proposal. U.S. pressure on Iran has triggered a sharp rise in sulfuric acid prices and supply chain disruptions across global commodity markets, affecting fertilizer makers, copper leaching operations, and agricultural supply chains across three continents. The prolonged conflict is creating sustained market pressure on sulfuric acid, a chemical compound that most equity investors have not previously modeled into their forecasts. The U.S.-Iran war, now in its 11th week, has graduated from an oil price shock into a structural commodity disruption that is striking fertilizer markets, copper leaching operations, and agricultural supply chains across three continents, with no ceasefire in sight. Brent crude climbed 2.9% to $104.18 per barrel on May 11, according to the Associated Press, as President Donald Trump rejected Iran's latest ceasefire proposal and declared the peace process on life support. That rejection raises the probability of a prolonged conflict and, with it, a sustained squeeze on a chemical compound most equity investors have never modeled, sulfuric acid. The Wall Street Journal reported that the situation with Iran has already caused a sharp rise in sulfuric acid prices and triggered supply chain disruptions across global commodity markets. The second-order effects of that disruption are arriving faster than the market anticipated. Freda Gordon, head of Acuity Commodities, told the Wall Street Journal that the threat to fertilizer markets prompted China, the world's largest sulfuric acid producer, to restrict exports beginning in May 2026. Gordon linked the export restrictions directly to supply disruptions caused by the Middle East conflict. Sarah Marlowe, a fertilizer market expert at Argus, identified Chile and Indonesia as the countries likely to absorb the hardest impact from China's export curbs. The nut paragraph is this: sulfuric acid is the unglamorous connective tissue of the global commodity complex. It produces phosphate fertilizers that feed billions of people. It leaches copper from ore bodies across Latin America and Southeast Asia. When its price spikes and its supply tightens simultaneously, the pain does not stay in the chemical sector. It migrates into food prices, mining margins, and agricultural trade flows, arriving in consumer wallets months after the initial shock. The Strait of Hormuz closure is a sulfuric acid shock, not just an oil shock. The market framed the Strait of Hormuz disruption as an energy crisis. That framing is incomplete. U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran beginning February 28 virtually halted shipping through the strait, the principal maritime corridor for Persian Gulf oil and gas exports. The Persian Gulf is also the primary source region for sulfuric acid, which is produced as a byproduct of oil refining. When refinery throughput falls or export logistics break down, acid supply drops in tandem with crude flows. The Wall Street Journal reported that sulfuric acid prices in the Middle East have risen as a direct result of the conflict. Bloomberg reported in April, citing sources, that China was already considering a ban on sulfuric acid exports from May 2026 in response to the supply disruptions. That consideration became policy. The consequence, the single largest supplier of sulfuric acid to global markets has removed itself from the supply equation at the precise moment when demand from agriculture and mining is seasonally elevated. Mosaic, the fertilizer company, reported quarterly results on May 11 that fell well short of analyst expectations. The Associated Press noted that while Mosaic is benefiting from higher prices for its products, it is also contending with substantially higher costs for sulfur and other raw materials because of logistics disruptions created by the Iran war. Mosaic stock fell 2.1% on the day. That is a public, real-time admission by one of the world's largest fertilizer producers that the Iran conflict has already moved from geopolitical abstraction into operating cost reality. Chile and Indonesia, the most exposed jurisdictions. Argus expert Sarah Marlowe's identification of Chile and Indonesia as the hardest-hit countries carries direct implications for institutional capital. Chile's copper mining industry depends on sulfuric acid for heap leach operations, the process by which acid dissolves copper from low-grade oxide ores. Chile accounts for roughly 27% of global copper mine production, based on widely reported industry data. Leaching operations at major Chilean sites require continuous acid supply. A sustained disruption does not simply raise costs, it can reduce recoverable output at oxide deposits where alternative processing is unavailable. Indonesia's exposure runs through its fertilizer consumption. Indonesia is one of Southeast Asia's largest agricultural economies, and phosphate fertilizer production requires sulfuric acid in large volumes. Higher acid costs translate directly into higher fertilizer prices, which translate into higher food production costs in a country where agriculture employs a significant share of the workforce. The implication for commodity equity investors, Chilean copper producers with high oxide ore exposure and Indonesian fertilizer distributors carry margin risk that consensus models have not yet priced, because those models were built around an oil price shock, not an acid supply disruption. Wall Street is looking past the commodity pain, but the equity market has a gap. The Associated Press reported on May 11 that the S&P 500 rose 0.3% from its record set Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.1%, and the Nasdaq was 0.3% higher and tracking toward its own all-time high. More than 4 out of every 5 S&P 500 companies that have reported Q1 2026 results beat profit expectations, and the index is on track for overall earnings growth of nearly 28%, which would be the best growth since Q4 2021, according to FactSet. That divergence, record equity indices alongside a commodity supply shock, has a structural explanation and a structural risk. U.S. large-cap earnings are weighted toward technology, financials, and healthcare, sectors that do not carry sulfuric acid on their bills of materials. The inflation from this disruption is arriving in food prices, gasoline, and industrial inputs, categories that are eroding consumer purchasing power without yet denting corporate profit margins in the S&P 500 at the index level. But the transmission mechanism is not broken, it is delayed. Dollar General fell 6.4% on May 11. Carnival fell 4.9% and Southwest Airlines fell 3.3%. Those moves reflect the second-order stress. Companies whose customers have limited capacity to absorb higher fuel and food costs are already showing the strain. The fertilizer and mining supply chain disruption, working through food prices over the next 2 to 4 quarters, extends that consumer stress further. Brent crude has risen from roughly $70 per barrel to $104.18 as of May 11, 2026, a move of approximately 49%. That increase represents one of the most rapid sustained crude price rallies of the past decade, and it preceded the sulfuric acid shock, now layering additional cost pressure onto agricultural and mining supply chains. Trump's China trip and the geopolitical wildcard Trump's rejection of Iran's ceasefire proposal and his upcoming trip to China introduce the highest variance variable in this investment thesis. China holds two forms of leverage simultaneously. It is Iran's largest buyer of sanctioned crude oil, and it is the world's largest sulfuric acid producer. The Associated Press noted that Trump could urge President Xi Jinping to pressure Iran into making concessions during the visit. If China uses its position to broker or accelerate a ceasefire in exchange for concessions on trade or Taiwan-related security arrangements, the sulfuric acid supply shock resolves faster than the market currently prices. Refinery throughput in the Persian Gulf recovers, Chinese export restrictions ease, and fertilizer and mining input costs normalize. If the China trip fails to accelerate a settlement, the war drags on, and the supply disruption in sulfuric acid becomes structural for the 2026 growing season and potentially into 2027 planting cycles. That is the bear case for agricultural commodity costs and the bull case for fertilizer producers, with integrated acid supply chains or operations outside the affected regions. The Plaquemines view the market is treating the Iran conflict as an oil story with commodity side effects. Plaquemines reads it as a chemical supply chain story with a geopolitical ignition event. Here is the thesis the source reporting does not make explicit. China's decision to restrict sulfuric acid exports is not purely reactive. China is the dominant producer, the dominant restrictor, and simultaneously the largest buyer of Iranian crude. Beijing's acid export restrictions tighten supply and raise prices globally at the exact moment when it holds the diplomatic key to ending the conflict. That is not coincidence. It is optionality. China can ease restrictions, broker a ceasefire, and present itself as the indispensable stabilizer of global commodity markets, extracting concessions from the U.S. on tariffs, technology access, or Taiwan posture in exchange. For institutional investors, the actionable implication is a bifurcated positioning strategy. First, long exposure to fertilizer producers with non-Gulf, non-China acid supply chains. Those companies carry the pricing upside without the input cost exposure that is currently punishing Mosaic. Second, long selective Chilean copper miners with sulfide or dominance rather than oxide, because sulfide processing uses smelting and does not require sulfuric acid as a leaching reagent. The oxide-exposed producers carry an input cost risk that mining equity analysts are not yet disaggregating in published models. The second-order play, food inflation risk in import-dependent Southeast Asian and Latin American markets will arrive in Q3 and Q4 2026 as the planting season demand for fertilizers collides with restricted acid supply. Sovereign credit spreads in Indonesia and Chile, both flagged directly by Argus expert Sarah Marlow as the hardest-hit countries, deserve monitoring. If food inflation accelerates, central bank responses in those markets could tighten conditions at exactly the wrong moment in their credit cycles. The Trump-Xi meeting this week is the single most important near-term catalyst for this entire thesis. A breakthrough ends the trade. A breakdown extends it into a structural commodity regime shift. The bottom line: the U.S.-Iran war crossed a threshold on May 11. It stopped being a fuel price story and became a food and metal supply chain story. Sulfuric acid, a refinery byproduct most institutional models ignore, is now the critical link between Persian Gulf geopolitics and agricultural production in Chile, Indonesia, and beyond. Mosaic's earnings miss is not a one-quarter aberration. It is a leading indicator of cost pressure that will migrate through fertilizer pricing and into food inflation over the next 2 to 3 quarters. Investors who reprice the Iran conflict as a chemical supply chain disruption, rather than an energy shock, will identify the asymmetric exposures before consensus catches up. The Trump-China meeting this week sets the trajectory. Position accordingly before the outcome is known.